Blackstone Audio presents Invasive Procedures, a novel by Orson Scott Card and Aaron Johnston. To Peter Johnson, friend and fellow storyteller. Chapter 1. Healers. Dolores never met a healer she didn't like, until the night they took her away. It happened at the playground on Santa Monica Beach at about 2 o'clock in the morning. Dolores slept in the metal tube that connected the jungle gym to the swirly slide. For a homeless woman of 40, it wasn't that bad of an arrangement. She had privacy here, and the garbage cans at the playground usually had enough juice boxes or snack packets to tide her over until morning. A passerby would no doubt think Dolores older than her 40 years. Time on the street had a way of aging a person in much the same way war did. Her greasy brown hair hung in knotted clumps beneath a black knitted cap. Her eyes were gray, distant, and tired. Years of wind and sun had leathered her face and left dark circles under her eyes. Beneath her heavily soiled trench coat were several layers of other clothing, T-shirts and sweatshirts and all kinds of shirts. Far more than normal people would wear, but just enough for someone who slept out in the cold. Tonight the cold was especially cold, the kind that snaked its way into Dolores's metal tube, and then into the holes and folds of her clothing. It was a cold that had kept her up all night, and by the time the uninvited drunk man arrived, Dolores was in a particularly sour mood. He stumbled into the playground, smelling like a vat of cheap liquor. From where she lay, Dolores couldn't see him, but he was making plenty of noise.